Welcome back to Pax Europiana, and after discussing and celebrating all this EU enlargement in this week, I would like to return to the discussion about American leadership. It's very important for the world, obviously, and it is now 100 days of the Biden presidency, and overall, obviously, it's excellent. It's really much better than expected, and it's really a tremendous result in fighting the pandemic and having this vaccination rollout, now offering also the whole world, hopefully soon, American leadership in vaccination. That's really very good. And Mr. Biden, President Biden, he put a wonderful speech forward and outlined his vision for a better America, more stronger and successful, growing. It was really wonderful. And I'm really a Biden fan. It's obviously, I say honestly, the first Democratic president from the Democratic Party I really endorse fully. And I think he is amazing. I'm really, after these dark days of Trumpism, I'm so happy about him. And I think it's wonderful results now in 100 days. Vaccination, I said already, the pandemic. Also, the recovery package, I fully endorse the 1.9 trillion package. Also, obviously, it's important to have infrastructure invested and to have a bit more welfare system like American Family Plan. I also endorse that. And I hope that now in June, there will be really also time to focus on European politics, to bring the allies from Albania, Montenegro, Macedonia into the EU with American leadership, to enlarge NATO. That's my great hope, obviously, that Biden will enlarge and invite the EU neutrals, my home country, Austria, Sweden, Finland, Ireland, Malta, Cyprus. That would be very important, but also to invite Kosovo, Bosnia into NATO, to talk sense to the Serbs, and obviously make sure that the conflicts in Moldova, Georgia, and Ukraine are frozen in order to get them also in NATO. That's very important, and I got a message now. Anyhow, my excuses. So situation is, that is all my hope, and I think it's really good. But there's also some dark shadow side, which I have to address now in this wonderful podcast. And I don't want to offend anybody in America, because we are so dependent on the American leadership. And so it's obviously also pretty sad that some things are not correct, and it's really a big mistake. Yeah? And I would like to suggest to don't do that. Yeah, don't raise the taxes. America has now a need for growth, obviously, and raising the tax rates to pay for all these things is absolutely nonsensical. And there is two proposals which are extremely worrying, and you know they are of course for the Americans a big issue. You know, obviously, you know, America can do these things for themselves, but I also feel the pain, and it will be very harmful. We can obviously, hopefully, have a transatlantic free trade agreement. That would be very good to offset some of these effects of these tax increases. That's what I call for. But to raise the capital gains tax from 20 to 39.5 is doubling them is utterly crazy idea. Okay, but it's for American investors. Maybe then more money will flow to Europe. It's also fine for us. But it's, of course, a total wrong concept. And raising the corporate tax from 21 to 28 is utterly nonsensical as well. But it's for American to do it. It will just lead to more investment in Europe and in the rest of the world. It's also a completely nonsensical idea and a big mistake. And both of the tax increases should not come. Obviously, you can ask me how should this infrastructure be paid? And America is also now heading towards a new high level of, since the great financial crisis, this debt to GDP, so there will be 130, or it's not finally the assessment, depending if these two extra 2 trillion packages will be adopted. Obviously, there will be a huge level of debt, so must be also repaid, and there must be also reason. First of all, infrastructure must also be paid by the consumers, that means by the users. So that must be also done like that, that there is tolling system, as there are already, and also the investments in public infrastructure must be also commercially making sense to some extent. But the bigger issue, obviously, what the US should do, and I argue a long time for that already, is to have a VAT, value added tax. No sales tax. Yeah, that's a nonsensical system. And not to have the federal income mainly raised by income tax and by corporate tax. That's an ancient situation. European governments, all of them, they have obviously VAT system. And by the way, all the world has VAT. Everybody in the world, to my best knowledge, but America, has a value-added tax. By the way, America, come to modernity. Introduce value-added tax, EU style. There is certainly some people will be supporting you. It's not so complicated. Yeah, and the sales tax, it's a nonsensical system and no state sales tax, but a national VAT system like it should be. There is a lot of competence now on the EU level. We also reform our EU VAT system. We will have single EU VAT in 2022, and the same is time for America. This is the way to fund governments systemically and with a good revenue. It also increases the tax rate overall. Some people will criticize me for that, and that's not very popular in the libertarian circles, I understand it, but it's a rational way to do it. The consumers to carry the tax burden, they also benefit from it. It's an equally fair and not painful tax level for the government. And anyhow, when you now spend so much, you need also to reform to get it somewhere. And the VAT is the best system. And it's much better for economic growth. Harmful is to raise the capital tax rate and to raise the tax rate on the companies in general. You can tax your rich if you ideologically want it with higher corporate taxes, income taxes. That, you know, every country can obviously decide itself. And anyhow, your progressivity star kicks in very high at the super rich people with half a million of yearly income. That's you can also maybe reduce the kick-in rates for the brackets if you want to raise the taxes on the rich people. But doing it via the corporate tax or the capital gains tax is utterly economically destructive, value destructive. Listen to some of your investors. You don't want to destroy the American job and growth machine with such harmful taxation schemes. That is very bad. Go to VAT, very good. And if you want really some eat the rich kind of populism, as the Democrats seem to want, then you have to increase, obviously, the highest tax rate. Go to 50% in the income tax, if you like. I'm obviously against that. I'm for the flat tax for America as well. But, you know, if that's the majority now and you want to tax the rich, tax them in the income tax bracket, but don't tax them on the corporate taxation level. So I think I was very clear, and I hope nobody is offended, because we need America and I love America, and bravo President Biden, enlarge NATO, do the geostrategic thing. By the way, I was against Afghanistan withdrawal. We will anyhow come back very soon again, because we cannot leave that country to the extremists and the Taliban. But, you know, okay, it's a mixed picture, but overall it's fantastic. Now let's do the free trade agreement with America, obviously EU-America. That is very good. And let's do all the structural things to contain Russia. We are your friends, your partner. And so we also don't want to be critical towards President Biden, because we are so dependent on him. And it's obviously very sad when he has such bad ideas like increasing taxes and the wrong taxes. You know, capital gains must be at 20, corporate tax at 21, and you can do other things. That is really for your own country to decide. Obviously, everybody does it itself, but not on this value creation taxes. That would be very harmful. So let's come to a bigger of a bitter picture, because I follow also this debate about American extremists, I would call them, tax extremists, to have the idea to impose a global minimum tax rate on the world, on Europe. I mean, that's really very disturbing news, which reached me now. You can see the article Bloomberg Tax. The idea of some to impose a 21 corporation tax on the world, basically. America imposes that tax on the world. You know, I'm very much for American interventions against dictatorships, so I have no problem with American leadership. I was for the first Iraq war, for the second Iraq war, for the Kosovo intervention, for the Bosnian intervention. I was very much now for the help to secure Ukraine, and so on and so on. I was for the Syrian intervention, which America didn't do. I was for the Libyan intervention. I'm very much pro-American, 100%, and I'm for American world, even when I'm for Pax Europiana, meaning we should also do more for a secure and prosperous world. But what is not possible is that America imposes a minimum tax on the world. I mean, what is this? This is certainly not going to happen. In Europe, the countries need to compete. We have to recover from communism. We have to grow. We cannot put American tax level of 21 towards all countries. This is impossible. Certainly, it will not happen. Certainly not the Irish, not the Cypriots, not the Hungarians, who have 9% taxation, 12% in Ireland, 12.5 as well in Cyprus, but also the Czech Republic with 19%, but they have now also 15% flat tax. For some super rich people, about 70,000 yearly income, they impose 23%. Yes, you know, there's different levels. And although the Baltic countries have various forms of lower taxation, competitive systems, and the Eastern Europeans need that, obviously. We all need lower taxes in Europe. We are certainly not going to have imposed by America a 21% global minimum tax. Not on, you can do that for your own companies. If you want to do that for Facebook, if you have a problem with Facebook and Amazon not paying enough taxes, tax the hell out of them in America. But certainly, and I repeat it, certainly, there will be a veto in the EU Council against all these things from the lower competitive countries. That will be certainly from Bulgaria, from Romania, also from the Czech Republic, from Hungary, and I'm sure. And if Kurz doesn't do that, anyhow, let's not go into, but it's absolutely, absolutely unacceptable to impose a global minimum tax on the European continent by America. And this would be outrageous. There will be no support for this, for sure, from anybody. And be sure, if you abuse the OECD for a high tax cartel via this, it's also the end of the OECD. They will be the first ones to leave that organization, if that's the American policy. And there will be no happiness in European transatlantic relations. If that's the way, a kind of failed European social democratic system imposed via America on the rest of the world, that was very harmful idea. It has a lot of dynamite in terms of our institutional relations. And this is really, really very bad. And it will certainly not fly. It's absolutely for sure. So let's be very clear on that one. The article was there. It seems that some extremists on the high-tech side seem to abuse the OECD for that purposes. Obviously, what we need to do, and that's the most important priority now, is to enlarge the OECD, to bring more countries, all European countries in, especially the lower tax countries like Romania, like Bulgaria, like Cyprus, and like Croatia. They all have to join in order to make sure that no kind of, and luckily there is no majority rule in the OECD. There must be unanimous voting on such issues. And obviously they will all oppose it. Okay, and if you then don't take these countries, as they have now not been included, and then Mr. Krohmann will also not take the lower tax countries from Eastern European because of their tax policy, and then obviously let's build up a new organization. I mean, if that's the policy, that the America is abusing OECD for imposing high taxation on the world, it will be obviously totally wrong, and that will be the medium-term end of the OECD. There is no doubt about it. And then BRICS will come up stronger and more people will join that network. I'm sure the Russians will be very pleased already. And that's exactly the danger here. We should first think strategically what we need OECD for. We need it to compete against BRICS, and obviously get Brazil in, and obviously get India in, and obviously get South Africa in, and make sure the leaf breaks. But no, do you want to abuse it for a German failed social democracy kind of system, which they have now 14% in opinion polls? And then this OECD is the platform to maneuver to impose a 21% minimum tax on the world by American threats and French-German tax cartels? I mean, please, we have really bigger fish to fry than this. We have this confrontation with Russia and with China. We have big issues in the world with after the corona crisis. And then this ideologically driven high taxism must be then imposed on the world via the OECD. And that is certainly not going to fly. And that would be a big disaster for the world. And I'm fully calling everybody to oppose that and make sure, you know, Hungary, Czech Republic, Ireland, Cyprus, Luxembourg, whoever there is out there in the world who has a competitive tax system and wants to compete and who wants to lead his nation towards better prosperity level in the future and for some reason has been blocked to do that in for historic reasons, for whatever, but certainly lower taxation tax rates in the corporation tax is the world way to do. And if America wants to impose such a failed vision on the world because of its own incapacity to tax its global digital giants seriously, tax your companies. Yeah? You are a sovereign nation. You can tax Facebook, Amazon and Google. And if you cannot do it, please, it's not the way to impose this on the Europeans. And it's certainly not going to fly. So that's obviously a big shocking thing that there is this plan. I found this Bloomberg tax article. Also, if you're in detail interested, you can follow this debate on this Bloomberg. It's very good report. I saw it today. It's my recommendation for anybody to follow this. It's called EU Countries Balk at Accepting 21 Global Minimum Tax, and it's Hamza Ali, interestingly enough. He is not from Albania, but okay. Senior reporter on international tax and Bloomberg tax. That's the daily tax report. I recommend to follow that. And obviously, that is not going to happen. And it would be also from anybody in the European Commission. And I know some people want it since a long time, also in 2000, when I was there, they had a lot of debates about it. But, you know, that is certainly not going to happen. That certainly has to be vetoed in the EU Council. And that certainly would be a major crisis in the coalition if that is the official line which the Commission President or the President of the EU Council would dare to go. I think that's a red line for most of the competitive countries in the European Union. And that's absolutely for sure. Also, when you see already the reactions from Ireland, from the Czech Republic, from Hungary, are quoted in this article. And that would be an outrageous thing to even consider. It's a scandalous thing. On the contrary, what we need to do is now in the corona crisis, of course, you know, you need to cut the income taxes and the corporate taxes. Austria needs a 15% flat tax system. Absolutely, right now, give the people purchasing power back again and also have economic growth stimulated again, that all these shocks now from the last years, they can be absorbed and then there can be growth again. And growth will then also reduce the debt burden systematically. So it's absolutely what Slovenia also needs, a 15% flat tax system now to cut that system as well. Also Poland needs this and also Lithuania. For this mid-income countries now in the league between 15,000 GDP dollar per capita like Poland and 26 like Slovenia, all these countries are for a 15% flat tax optimum. That's, and also Austria right now, and also Germany, they can offer 20% is obviously much better. But we need a new tax revolution in a sense, or a tax decency statement. and certainly not a minimum tax. I mean, of 21% on all corporations globally. I mean, that would be like shooting yourself into the knee in the most difficult economic circumstances right now. This would be like a massive global break on growth. This is even worse than the Austrian obstructionism against Mercosur, which is already a big crazy thing to do. But it is outrageous. And I'm deeply disappointed that America is, America can tax their own companies and their own citizens, even globally, whatever they want, you know. Ultimately, that's not my business and that's not us Europeans. If you want to go back to 70%, as you have done after World War One and all this World War Two, yes, you can do, but please don't impose your failed tax policy and your failed system then on the rest of the world, yeah. That's utterly unacceptable, and that certainly will not fly in Europe. There is no doubt about it. Yeah, and I call on all countries in the European Council, to absolutely in the European Union, to make it clear that any such kind of tax coordination, imposition of a failed 21 concept must be absolutely vetoed by all countries. Yeah. And will certainly, we have this debate in 20 years, there will be certainly not happening. You know, I made already the joke about the global minimum tax. Yeah, yeah, we can do it at 10%. Yeah, 10%. Yes, I'm actually thinking that's a decent thing. I'm not, some people say we shouldn't have corporate tax at all. I don't think that's politically feasible and also not rational. And also there's a justification. I'm for 10% flat tax for income and also for companies, for individuals. It's the best system to have. And so a global minimum tax, when we want to have one, obviously at 10%, I have already called for Uzbekistan to raise taxes from 7.5 to 10%. Yes, I'm also for Montenegro to raise it 1 percentage point to 10%. Yes, I see the case for that. Yeah. And I see also, on the contrary, also I see that we should have a global maximum tax. That's a very good thing. There should be a maximum taxation on corporations for 25%. I think that is the maximum level, one quarter of the profits. It's enough. And so let's have a global minimum and global maximum. I'm a flexible person. I'm not ideologically driven person. You know, you can have 10 and 25. That's the corridor for all countries. And they can be then also globally discussed. Yeah, that's a decent way to have this. Or let's also do the same corridor for income taxation, 10 and 25. Very good, you know. That's, I think, a decent way to tell to the world how tax system should be organized in the level. And let's also have global VAT at 20% harmonized for everybody. I think that's actually a very good idea as well. Some people will be shocked by what I say. Okay, good. But maybe, yeah, I think we should not have a two-level VAT systems as well. 20 VAT for all applicable services and goods, you know, and to have a harmonized system which is intercompatible globally, that's also a very good effort. Yeah. So I'm for harmonization of VAT globally. I have made that case already clear a long time, and it's also so logical now in the digital globalized world economy that VAT is the same everywhere, and then we have much less problems with abuse and fraud and all these issues which there are. So global VAT, 20%, fine for me, absolutely. Yeah. This is the way there should be efforts done. And also to have a global minimum taxation, I'm not, you know, if that's the wish of the political powerful, yes, but at 10%. And the global maximum tax at 25%. And let's also, in one way, also do it then for income tax. Yeah, 10% minimum income tax for poorer countries, richer countries, which have a bigger burden and also defense to finance, is a 25% maximum income tax. Yeah, so I think that's a reasonable level to go ahead. And then we have the standards, maybe not as a global enforced standard, but as a recommendation. It's my recommendation. Let's have 20% global VAT, let's have 10% minimum tax and 25% maximum tax for corporation and for income and also for capital gains and all these other cases, somewhere between 10 and 25. That's, I think, reasonable. And please, America, don't raise taxes on productivity, on growth, on investment, on the future. Tax consumption and introduce a VAT system. That's the best way forward and not this kind of thing. And please, America, don't be offended by me saying this, because most important, obviously, you know, if you accept us in NATO, maybe we accept the tax system. Anyhow, it doesn't seem anybody is ready for a deal here. But nevertheless, most important, obviously, in all my talks and all my consideration is strategic security. We have to be more united. So I'm so much against this kind of divisive issues on taxation and this ideological kind of driven idea of global minimum taxation or 21%, crazy. Because the most important is unity, obviously, in NATO, unity in EU, and EU to join NATO and to enlarge the EU, obviously, to include Ukraine into NATO and the EU and all the other countries, obviously, and then to make sure that we are more united and have a free trade agreement between the US and the EU, obviously, that's the most important, and conclude all the other important projects and to enlarge the OECD, but to include the free world and not to impose high taxation on the poorer world. Because with higher taxation, the poorer countries cannot catch up. And that's, of course, and a very mean policy, actually. It's very fringy to impose high taxation in order to keep India poor, to keep Brazil poor, and keep Indonesians poor. That's very sad and mean way just to protect American workers from competition. That's basically protectionism covered in some kind of high tax philosophy, because that's ultimately the idea in order to impose this high level of taxation. So nobody will run, no capital will run, no manufacturing jobs will be dislocated when America increases now the tax burden so high with 39% and with on capital gains and on 28. So obviously there will be dislocations and manufacturing outsourcing, and investment will again move out of American high tax level. And then they want to impose it on the whole world, a similar high tax system with 21 minimum in order to limit the losses and the outflow of capital and jobs. But okay. I mean, it's obvious. Do you think we are fools? Do you think we want to keep our people in poverty just to have American workers rich? I mean, don't fool yourself. This is a very unfriendly way to impose your failed tax policy on the rest of the world, and that's certainly not gonna fly. So overall, I'm very happy with the first 100 days, even when there are some differences with the Biden administration on taxation policy and on trade policy, but nevertheless, obviously, we are depending and we hope for American success, recovery, and strong. And you can also do all these trillions of new packages. I'm calling also for several new packages in Europe to be achieved. That's important, especially for Eastern European infrastructure. I made already a podcast about it. And so that's the right thing to do. That's reasonable. That's, of course, expensive. But growth will relate and bring a new balance then in debt to GDP if we have growth-related policies. So it must be accompanied by a VAT introduction in America and not by this crazy tax rises in the corporation and in the income. But nevertheless, please, America, don't be angry with us. We need you on the bigger issues with NATO and with the EU and with Russia, obviously, because that's the most important concern for all Europeans, to be defended and free from Russian aggression. Good. Thanks a lot. Congratulations to the first 100 days. Sorry, I cannot make only positive statements about President Biden's plan, but unfortunately, some of them are completely unacceptable for Europe, and they would be very, very harmful for the world. So that's certainly not flying. But nevertheless, the first 100 days, fantastic. And let's hope for more to continue. And maybe some of them are anyhow, hopefully, only bargaining chips in the negotiation with the US Senate. And I hope that the Senate will stop short of all these crazy tax increases. Instead, it will be also hoping to approve the free trade agreement with the EU. That will bring a lot of growth. That's really important, and focus better on that. Thanks a lot. Success and happiness, and for NATO and EU enlargement, and for a European-American decade to come, but not based on imposition of American tax policy on the European continent. That is certainly not happening. Thanks a lot.